You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here, along with our MLB.com Nationals reporter, Bill Ladson. Bill, the Nationals' magic number, 7 right now, which means you're getting really close to some champagne in the clubhouse for this Washington Nationals team. And let's start. We'll get through some different stuff. Strasburg's health, how good Tanner Roark's been. I want to touch on some different stuff. But I want to start with Daniel Murphy because the Nationals playing the Mets again on Wednesday. Daniel Murphy got another hit. So he pretty much completes a perfect season against his former team, Bill. 19 games played, and he had 19 hits against the Mets. As good as he's been all year for the Nationals, it just seems like he's a guy that knows when he can make a bigger point, or when the lights are brighter, he rises to the occasion, and he certainly did that against his former team.
Oh, there's no question about it. I mean, if you think about it, the Mets, you know, kind of like gave up on Daniel Murphy. They kind of made up their minds early that he wasn't going to come back to New York. But he's proven that, you know, he's more than just a hitter. He can drive in runs. He can hit home runs. He's having his best year ever. And it's carried over from last year's postseason. And that's, you know, it's obviously Mets made a mistake by letting him go.
They certainly did. He's actually hitting over 400 against the Mets this season. All right, I mentioned Strasburg, and there's still a lot of question marks, Bill. Obviously, it's unclear if he's going to be ready to pitch at all for this team this season, postseason, late in the regular season. What is the plan as far as trying to figure this out and trying to have an idea of how there may be some availability for Steven Strasburg?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Well, first of all, they need the swelling on the flexor mass to go down. Then he's going to get a second opinion, and then they'll figure out how far he can go. But to be honest with you, Tim, I don't see him coming back at all, not this year anyway, because if you look at the history of the Nationals under Mike Rico, I've never known them to rush an arm. They've never rushed an arm. So I just think that you know, you have, what, 2 weeks left to go, 3 weeks maybe, and I just don't see them rushing Strasburg just to play in the postseason. I just don't see it.
It's kind of remarkable that you think of Steven Strasburg obviously missing the postseason the year he was shut down, and now the team wins another division, and it looks like they're going to be without Steven Strasburg again in the postseason. Just terrible luck, and you know it's got to be killing Strasburg inside. The good news for this team, though, Bill, is when you look at this rotation and you take into account that you need less starters once you get to October, they're still in pretty good shape. I think this team still has the starting pitching to get to the World Series.
I totally agree with you. It's not the starting pitching I'm worried about. I'm more worried about the bullpen. I mean, I think they have enough starters. You only need like 3 starters anyway. I mean, first of all, it's going to be Max Scherzer, Tanner Roark, and, you know, most likely Gio Gonzalez, although I think it wouldn't surprise me if A.J. Cole was given the chance. But I think the biggest concern for me is, can the bullpen be a shutdown bullpen? I mean, when I look at this bullpen, I don't see it as a shutdown bullpen. So you hope that it can help the Nationals go past at least the first round, the division series.
You hope that maybe somebody who's not in the rotation in the playoffs can help out the bullpen as well. We'll have to see. But you mentioned Tanner Roark, 7 scoreless frames again on Wednesday, Bill. And I mean, 15 wins now, but somehow I feel like this guy still isn't getting the credit he deserves.
Well, especially after the year he had last year. I mean, he had a bad year. It wasn't his fault, really. He lost his job. It wasn't because of performance. It's because Max Scherzer showed up. And I credit Dusty Baker, because Dusty Baker gave him the confidence, you know, to get his mojo back. And it's really good to see him become one of the top starters. And you know, when it's all said and done, he's probably going to pitch in the second game of the division series. So, I mean, he is one of the best pitchers around now. I mean, he did it in 2014, but this year I think he's even better.
Yeah, and he'll pitch that second game most likely, and not because, hey, we don't have anybody else, but because he's been that good to be the second starter in a playoff series. You talked right about the bullpen and the need for that bullpen to kind of rise to the occasion. Now, Joe Ross... Now, Joe Ross, 60-pitch simulated game on Saturday, Bill. What's next for him, and could he be the guy that kind of solidifies that bullpen? He hasn't pitched in a game since July 2nd.
He could solidify that bullpen, but I just don't know. It's too early. I mean, he has yet to be taken off the disabled list, and, it's hard to say what they're going to do. I mean, Dusty Baker at first was talking about putting him as a reliever, but now you just never know. I mean, it's too early to tell what the plan is right now.
Dusty Baker wasn't with the team for the win on Wednesday, and Bill, I guess there's a chance he may miss Friday's game, as well as he has left the team because of a death in the family. Is the team, I guess this is the kind of thing that I would think when he does come back, this team's going to kind of rally around Dusty. He's a guy that obviously everyone in that clubhouse loves.
Oh, they love him big time. And Chris Beyer was emotional when talking about Dusty Baker yesterday. I mean, they really love this guy. I mean, he doesn't take things serious. I mean, it's not the end of the world for him after a loss. So that's a good thing. And I think the way that the team has played this year has proven how much they really love this guy.
Yeah, they certainly have shown that they come to the park every day and play for him, ups and downs. This team has really kept an even keel all season long. What's the mindset right now, Bill, when it looks like obviously the division title is kind of just it's just when, not if, it's going to happen. And it could certainly happen very soon, as early as this weekend, if everything falls into place. Have you noticed a change in this team, or is it still business as usual?
It's still business as usual, and they're taking it one day at a time. You keep asking, hey, you're getting closer. And I said, nah, we still have time. You still have a few games to go, and they're taking it one game at a time. I mean, they're not even thinking about the division series right now. So they're just thinking about, the Braves right now, and that's the bottom line.
All right, great stuff as always. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Nationals edition. For Bill Latson, and I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.